Hello and welcome to the Websud and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Moscow e-commerce has grown rapidly. Romania is named as a potential tech hub and Apple hits back at its EU tax bill. Moscow's e-commerce industry is showing substantial growth, according to a study by the Department of Information Technology in the city. Whilst most governments would conduct a study over an entire country, Moscow is home to 45% of all Russia's e-commerce businesses, so a study on just the city itself is not unusual. The study was conducted at the end of Q1 of this year, showing an increase of 13.4% over the same period of 2015, with an industry value of 2.4 billion euros. Meanwhile, businesses abroad saw an even larger increase in sales made in Moscow as citizens start to spend more on foreign sites. The study also revealed that the most popular categories with retailers were beauty, clothing, and footwear products. Naspers CEO Bob Van Dijk has suggested that Romania could become a tech hub in Europe. Van Dijk said at a conference in the country's capital of Bucharest that Romania was one of the company's top 4 to 5 countries around the world in terms of return on investment. He also added that its engineering and software talent could be the key to turning the country into a key player in Europe's online market. Naspers has invested massive amounts of money in the country, particularly in homegrown online retailer eMag, in which it holds a majority stake. Van Dijk said about eMag that whilst it was a world-class local product, it's not only a Romanian story anymore because it has expanded throughout the region, saying that it could be expanded throughout the continent. Apple has responded to the $14.6 billion US dollar tax bill presented to it by the EU. The European Commission argued that while Apple had its European profits from 1991 to 2005 taxed in Ireland rather than in the country of sale, it had avoided huge sums of taxation. Silicon Valley has responded defiantly by suggesting that the EU was changing laws retrospectively and even telling shareholders that the decision would be overturned. Additionally, Apple's share price only dropped by 1% the morning after the decision was announced. However, it has also been suggested that the damage to the tech giant will not only be financial, but also its reputation after being hit with a tax avoidance scandal yet again. Ben Wood, analyst at CCS Insight, said that the challenge for Apple now is to ensure they manage consumer perception and avoid becoming a negative poster for modern globalization. A selection of Indian e-commerce firms is looking to become a single company. The businesses, including Urban Ladder and Yepme, would sidestep the restrictions of the country's single brand retail policy, allowing the companies more freedom to sell online. The single brand policy in India was recently amended to allow foreign-funded retailers of that nature to sell both online and on the high street, a freedom which foreign multi-brand retailers are not afforded. By combining into a single brand, it would allow the businesses in question to maintain foreign investment and sales, but also sell in India. Vivek Gore, CEO of Yepme, said that it gave flexibility to those who sold on e-commerce and through bricks and mortar stores. And finally, Amazon Dash is about to get its launch in the UK. The service will allow customers to press a button from the home when something runs out, which will send a replacement to your door within 24 hours. There are currently 40 products available with corresponding buttons, from washing up liquid to razors. Whilst the concept suffered from a slow launch back in March when it was made available in the US, it quickly took off with 150 items now having their own button in the country. The service will be available in Austria and Germany very soon as Amazon attempts to get rid of tedious shopping experiences. And that's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch-Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.